Hey, good morning, church. We're so glad that you joined us here at the Tenasca Free Methodist Church. I'm Pastor Ron, filling in for Pastor Ryan this morning. And if you have been following along, you're aware that we've been going through the book of Daniel. And this morning, we're coming to the book of Daniel, chapter 6. And this is the first part. We haven't been in chapter 6 before. A lot has taken place in a very short time. Last week, as Pastor Ryan finished chapter 5, we found that the King Belshazzar had been slain, and there's a new sheriff in town, so to speak, that Darius now is the new leader. Darius is part of the Medo-Persian Empire, and if you're following the prophetic aspect of it, like what we witnessed in chapter 2 about Babylon being the head of gold, and then the next would be the Medo-Persian Empire, which was the chest of silver. That's where we're at right now. And there's a lot that goes on in this chapter and a lot that could be said. But what I want to look at is one of the things that Daniel finds himself immersed in right now is change. And change is difficult for us. It's very stressful. And on top of that, there are some mandates, political mandates, that always seem to make us uneasy. And that's the exact environment that Daniel's in right now. So what I want to do is look at this just primarily, what can we learn about ourselves? And maybe more importantly, or just as important, what can we learn about God? The first thing that I see, I'm only going to look at four things in this chapter, but the first thing that I see the ingenuity of Darius. Now, we haven't got a lot of backstory about him. We don't know that much about him, except we don't even know if that's a name or a title, actually. But we do know that he now is the one that's in charge. And obviously, he seems to be an intelligent individual. He right away recognizes, of all the people in the area, he recognizes that Daniel is a man of character. And he wants to bring him into this organizational structure that he's about to establish. Now, that in its own right, I think, shows some of the ingenuity that Darius has, because what he has is 120 satraps, or I think some versions say princes. But basically, let's just look at it this way. He is delegating responsibility to these 120 men to oversee like 120 geographical regions of his empire at this time. It would be like if we were to take the county of Okanagan and section it all off into 120 different geographical sections and appoint somebody over each one of those sections. Now, these princes or these people who have authority in those areas, it's absolute authority. They're almost, in a sense, a king in their own right over that particular geographic area that they have. However, part of this organizational system and why it's put together and why it's organized that way is for those people to collect taxes, like always. They want revenue. And it tells us in verse 1 and 2, so that the king doesn't suffer any losses. Now, whether these losses are the result that he really doesn't trust these people, these 120 satraps, or he just wants more accountability for everybody and accountability in the way the taxes are given, we don't know. But it does show that. This reminds me, this delegation of people reminds me a lot of what we see in Exodus chapter 18, where Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, goes to him and says, "Hey, you know, you're going to burn yourself out. All these people are coming to you. You need to find people you can delegate this to." And basically, that's what he does. So Darius wants accountability in his kingdom. He wants to know what's going on, so he appoints these people. You know, accountability is important. One of the things I think when we live in an area like this, we kind of have some accountability because, you know, you don't have to go very far before you run into somebody you know. It's kind of like they say about little towns, everybody knows your business. And so that's one aspect of it, but we're going to learn that that kind of accountability and that kind of integrity was even greater in Daniel himself. Now, as likable as Darius seems, and to me he seems like a likable person. If you read the story and read chapter 6, not only he found these qualities of Daniel, not only he was putting together this organizational system, but when he got trapped with his own decree and realized that it put Daniel in danger, he couldn't sleep. He was upset. He didn't ask for any entertainment to be brought to him, whether that would be more to eat, or, whether that was music. We don't know exactly what that was, but he just didn't want that, and he had a sleepless night. Matter of fact, he couldn't wait till morning to find out what happened. And I think that reveals a good quality about him. He had concern for people, and he had concern for Daniel. But like many of us, again, if we're going to learn something about ourselves, Darius did seem to have some fatal flaws. And maybe you can relate to these, because I know certainly I can. One of them was he was susceptible